Move 20! Move 20!
It's Intentional Grounding. Chicago's best Bears breakdown and analysis.
Ice up, son. Ice up.
Now, they are WGN Radio's very own Adam Hogue and the Chicago Sun-Times Adam Johns.
And welcome into Intentional Grounding, episode 25. Adam, we're back in the tiny closet at Hallis Hall. They did some redecorating in here, I think. There's, let's see, a couple tables, a box.
My favorite thing is the water stains on the ceiling here, and I don't know what's in that light, but it's plush accommodations, we'll call it here, in the deep recesses of the Hallis Hall media room.
Right, makes us feel right at home here, back here at Hallis Hall for the first time since the end of the regular season, and we're here because the Bears introducing two new players today, two new free agents, Danny Trevathan and Bobby Massey. And both of those players will be joining us here on the podcast today. We're excited about that. Again, this is episode 25 of Intentional Grounding. You can follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. You can find our work at WGNradio.com/Bears and at ChicagoSunTimes.com. And subscribe to the podcast by searching Intentional Grounding on iTunes. Our producer is Mike Jacobson. So, the Bears pretty busy here early on in free agency. They grab Danny Trevathan, who I get the sense was their number one target all along, and a big boost for the defense, a guy who can make the calls, play the inside linebacker position, which was a big problem for the defense last year. And then they add Bobby Massey, the right tackle, which moves Kyle Long back to guard, which, you know, whichever position he'd rather play, it's probably his better position.
You know, I really like the Trevathan signing, and you're right. That was probably priority number one, is bringing in a guy who could be the new centerpiece of the defense for Vic Fangio. I mean, Shane McCloud may come back. I mean, Vic Fangio loves the guy. But Trevathan led the Broncos twice in tackles. This guy is a Super Bowl winner. He's got some swagger to him. He's got some meanness to him. He's productive. He's on the rise. He's only 26, right? Only 27. Later this month, and they got a good deal. I mean, it's a fair deal, $24.5 million. The Bears didn't overpay, only $12 million guaranteed. The first 2 years of his contract, base salaries are guaranteed. So looking at the financials, it's a fair deal for both sides. Bears didn't overpay, and they filled one glaring hole.
Yeah, and he's actually 25, turning 26. So give him another year of credit, which I think is important because I think Ryan Pace has shown here early on as the Bears general manager that he's willing to give guys I guess you put this in the category of the big money deals, even though it doesn't compare to some of these ridiculous contracts that were handed out on the first day of free agency. But certainly the guys he's going to sign on that first day, he's willing to go after those guys if he still thinks they're ascending and they still have age on their side.
It's big money for this new Bears regime. Let me just compare what Malik Jackson got. I mean, the guy's got a yearly average of $15 million. The Bears locked in Trevathan and Pernell McPhee, their big free agent signing last year, for an annual average, a combined annual average, that is less than one player in Malik Jackson down in Jacksonville. So Joey Lane, the Bears' new chief negotiator, Ryan Pace, doing some real good work, we should say, in free agency.
And let's bring in Danny Trevathan right now to the podcast. New inside linebacker, and obviously there's a pretty easy connection here to make with John Fox. What is it that makes him so easy to play for?
He's a player's coach, and he's always a guy who instilled knowledge in me and the style of play. You know, he tell me, don't be stiff out there. Go out there and make plays. You know, he always have some kind of funny saying, and one that stuck out with me since my rookie year was, I checked my rule book today. It say you can be great, Danny. I said, what? Oh, I got you. Let me go out here and make a play then. And, you know, it's just stuff like that that just stick with me.
This seemed just such a natural landing spot for you then. I mean, it's Foxy. I mean, everybody calls him Foxy. Even the guys who just get the first to know him, it's Foxy. I mean, was this it? Was this the number one place on your list if you were leaving Denver?
Definitely was. I had some more offers, but, you know, there's nothing like, you know, when you have somebody out there and you know you got good chemistry with them, but also it's a great team with a great fan base. You know, I jumped at this opportunity, man. I was blessed. You know, they got so many great linebackers and defense around here, man, to for opportunity to have my name mentioned among those is a blessing.
Now, the other not-so-obvious connection is Champ Kelly, right? You know him a little bit.
I know Champ. He went to Kentucky. I wish I got to meet him when I was there, but I didn't. I met him when I was at the Broncos, and you know, he's one of the coolest guys I've met.
Did he push for the Broncos to draft you out of Kentucky?
He actually did. He told me when I got there, he pushed for them to draft me, but it was some other people there. I had Wesley there. He wanted to get me there. Champ always been on my good side and always had my back. So, you know, I don't really know him like that, but he kept up with me like that.
What type of edge do you have? I think swagger's the word a lot of guys use now. I mean, you're a sixth-round pick. You've won a Super Bowl. You're a starter. You led your team in tackles. Here you are getting your payday with the Chicago Bears. I mean, pretty wild ride. I mean, what type of edge? I mean, where's the – talk about this for a second.
You know, I believe in grinding and going to get what you want in life, you know, no matter where you start from. You can always work your way to the top. My mom told me three things, like I tell everybody. She told me three things before she left me in Florida. She went to go take care of my grandma. I stayed with a friend. She told me, keep God first, stay humble, and no matter what you do in life, be the best at it. I don't care if you're the garbage man. So for her to say that to me, I'm telling her I want to do this, I want to do that. She said, garbage man, be the best at it. I don't care what you are, I'm going to be proud of you. That really stuck with me, and it made me, you know, whatever I do, be the best, and my mom will be okay with that. And if my mom okay, I'm okay. So every day I take that attitude, and I approach it, and I had a little daughter. So that added fuel to the fire, so watch out now.
We got little kids, too, at home, so we know how that feels. You were talking a little bit about today about the size, or I guess we talk about it, or media talks about it a lot, and you probably heard about it a ton leading up to the draft, and maybe that's why you were drafting the sixth round, because it seems like size seems to matter so much in this league. But you've kind of debunked that since you came into the NFL, and is that just part of that fire that you were talking about and overcoming that?
Yeah, that's part of me just taking on challenges. I like people to tell me stuff I can't do. I'm like that little hard-headed child. You tell him you can't do something, he's going to go out there and do it. So, you know, I believe in, you know, making people think otherwise. And when people doubting you, why are they doubting you, man? Because you let them go out there and show them wrong.
Last year, the Bears' big addition to the defense was Pernell McPhee. And his press conference, he talked about being violent, bringing that dog mentality to the Bears' defense. What are you bringing? What's the mentality you're bringing to this Bears defense?
I'm bringing some speed and some aggression as well. You know, Pernell is one of the – every time I watch him, it's always a train wreck on film. So, you know, that's the type of guy I like to be around. I like to be behind him and play with him because I believe our attitudes are so similar. You know, it's going to spread like wildfire on this defense. I think we're going to have one of the best defenses in the league if we get that started right now.
And speaking of that defense, Vic Fangio, I think you called him a wizard today. In your press conference, what does that mean?
I mean, he's slick with the calls, man. He knows what he's doing. I heard he's one of the coolest coaches in the league, and you know, I get a chance to meet him here in a second. So, I like the way he calls games, and you know, he get the offense this look, but actually run a different play. You know, it's just stuff like that. You know, I can work with that. I can make calls. I can work with somebody who got a mind like that because that's in my mind thing.
All right, new city for you. What do you know about Chicago? Where are you moving? Where are you living? You moving into Trump Tower anytime soon?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that yet. So I'll get ready to tour the city in a second. But I know, you know, I love the city. You know, I'm from a small town, you know, but I love this city, you know, and I'm ready to get to this good food and good people.
Sounds like you're ready to play right away, too. You just won a Super Bowl, man.
That's old news. That was last year, but I ain't got my ring yet.
Well, I'm sure you'll get that soon. Hey, welcome to Chicago, Danny, and thanks for joining us. Well, there's certainly an upbeat guy in Danny Trevathan who should be. He just won a Super Bowl. Good for him. You know, one of the things I mentioned there, I asked him about Champ Kelly, and for maybe some Bears fans who don't know who that is, that's the Bears director of pro personnel that Ryan Pace hired and brought over from Denver. He was the assistant director of pro personnel in Denver, so that's where I was asking about if Champ was the guy that really wanted the Broncos to go out and draft Danny Trevathan in the sixth round, and you heard Danny's response. So, you know, the Bears, if you're John Fox, you're kind of getting – or John Fox, Champ Kelly, you're kind of getting this guy for the second time around, and this time for more money, but still, as we were talking about earlier, a pretty affordable price.
I mean, everybody loves Foxy. I mean, you heard it you know, from Trevathan again. Everybody says it. I know I called him Fox. I should probably call him Fox, but everybody calls him Fox. In casual conversations, the players, Cutler, Pace even, you know, it's Foxy. And that, you know, this was a natural landing spot for Trevathan, and he mentioned it a little bit there. The Fox connection, the Champ Kelly connection, it was just too good not to happen for both sides.
All right, let's get to Bobby Massey now, because this was, while I don't think he's going to impact the team as much as I think Danny Trevathan will, he does sort of, from the standpoint of it being a trickle-down effect for the offensive line, and putting Kyle Long back at guard, which I think as a whole is going to make this unit a lot better.
You know, don't underestimate that move. This might be the biggest move, if you want to call it that, of the entire offseason. You're getting an elite guard back. You're getting Kyle Long back in the middle of your offensive line. And look, he may have become a good right tackle, but at right guard, he was already elite. One of the best there in the NFL. Yes, Trevathan's a nice signing. Massey helps, of course, because it bumps over Kyle Long. But just in terms of moves that they're doing out throughout the whole offseason here, got the draft coming up, getting Kyle Long back where he is one of the best players in the league can't be undervalued, underestimated, anything you want to call it there.
And a lot of people want to bring up the money factor of this, and Kyle Long is due for his second contract coming up here in a year, and we'll see if any progress gets made in that area this year. Who knows? But I think the Bears are going to take care of him no matter what. Yes, tackles make more money typically. There's plenty of money that was thrown out on guards, though, so far in this free agency year. So it's not like there's not any money there. And I think no matter what, the Bears understand his value. And they're going to take care of Kyle Long.
Well, it's a value that extends past the football field and what he does, you know, on Sundays, too. He's a leader. Wouldn't be surprised if he's voted team captain next year. He is your face, your young face of this team. He is so much more than a good football player for this organization. Now, and you're right, guards are getting paid, you know, so some tackles, you know, are, their contracts don't even compare to what some of these guards are making. I mean, what did that guy get from the Raiders? I can't even pronounce his name, the guy who left the Ravens. Kelechi, almost late, I can't pronounce it. It's like Vladimir Dukas. It took me forever to, Taio Fabelugé, whatever. He got paid by the Raiders. I mean, paid. And you know, at first mention, you probably wouldn't even put him, you know, with the lead of the guards. You know, he's very good. And like you said, there's money there for interior offensive linemen nowadays in the league.
And it's obvious that the Bears are respecting Kyle Long's opinions, too, on things, because Bobby Massey, a guy who Kyle Long knows well, and as Bobby told us today, openly recruiting, he said this in his press conference, openly recruiting Bobby to come here. And that puts, you know, assuming Hronis Grasu is a starting center and Bobby Massey is the right tackle, that's got guys that Kyle knows well on both sides of him. And that's going to, and obviously, Matt Slauson, you're talking about one of the better guards in the league with Kyle Long. You're talking about a line here that is, should be in sync and be very cohesive next year. I think the question is just Charles Leno Jr. keep ascending at left tackle, and can Hronis Grasu take that step forward that the Bears need him to make here in year two?
And if you want to talk about Massey's financials, I mean, you got, what, $6.5 million guaranteed. You got other offers out there to consider. I think there was maybe some more money on the table for him to consider out there, but he thought this was a good fit. That's what he said at his press conference. So I think it's a good move for the Bears.
And let's bring in Bobby Massey right now to the podcast and ask him these same questions. Other than the nice signing bonus and the money that comes along, what attracted you to the Chicago Bears?
You know, just winning tradition that this place has, and it's a lot of good players here. I just wanted to be a piece of the puzzle to get this team back to becoming the dynasty that they used to be, and, you know, playing beside a good friend of mine. So that's what did it.
You and Kyle have a relationship that dates back to your teenage years. Now that you guys actually get to train together in Arizona, how good do you guys think you can be as a right guard, right tackle tandem?
I mean, I think we can be dominant. You know, like the Alex Boones and Anthony Davis style of play, you know. So I think we can be good together.
You guys have, I mean, he's kind of a nasty player. He's a guy who wants to, you know, put his hand in somebody's throat and get after it. Do you maybe characterize yourself the same way as a player?
Oh yeah, I'm the same style, just a little toned down. You know, Kyle, he's wild, he's reckless, man. So I'm a little more conservative because I'm a tackle. I can't be as wild as Kyle is as guard. So yeah,
it's tough there in those trenches are wild.
It's a lot more open space out of tackle.
So he's openly recruiting you here, even though that was his position last year. Did you get the sense that he kind of maybe inside wants to go back to guard?
I mean, you have to ask Kyle that. You know, that's probably, it may be a place that he feels more comfortable. But, you know, I was brought here to play right tackle, and we'll see what happens with him.
You got a chance to meet Jay Cutler. Just your quick impressions again of him. And what did he tell you about what to expect maybe offensively and maybe from him this year?
You know, actually, we didn't talk about any of that. You know, I probably just met him briefly, 2-3 minutes. You know, he just introduced himself and welcomed me to Chicago and, you know, said we'll be speaking later, and that was it.
Is that important to you? I mean, Jay Cutler has a perception outside the building. I think nationally that's kind of maybe incorrect. Here he's voted team captain, but to have him be here, one of the first people you meet, was that kind of significant to you?
Oh yeah, I mean, it was a good thing. You know, he's the face of the franchise, and you know, he went out his way to speak to me, so that was a good thing. You know, I'll be protecting him, so you know, at least want to know the guy a little bit. So, yeah.
You mentioned in your press conference today that this is a team on the rise, and certainly we've seen it here over the past year, kind of a culture change in a very positive direction. Mm-hmm. What areas in when you're looking at the Bears make you think that this is a team on the rise?
You know, they got a great defense and a lot of players, key players there, and offensively, you know, great quarterback, good skill players, receivers. I don't know what's going to happen with this free agency, but, you know, tight ends, running backs, and things like that. But just a great team overall. It's, you know, it's a few pieces of the puzzle you fill in there, but, you know, it's a great team.
Speaking of free agency, there's a report that Jermaine Gresham, the tight end, mm-hmm. Your former teammate, may be mm-hmm. coming here for a visit. What do you know about him? What can you tell us about him? I mean, how good of a tight end is he? I mean,
he's a great guy. You know, I'm sure people know what he did when he was in Cincinnati. You know, he's a Pro Bowl tight end. He's a great player. He's going to give you everything he's got.
So as a free agent, are you kind of like the fans and the media on the start of the new league year day, constantly watching NFL Network, checking Twitter, things like that, following the action?
No, I'm probably the total opposite of that. Yeah. And then, you know, besides being in the hotel last night and today, I couldn't tell you who's on what team or anything like that. You know, I'm not really into social media and TV and all that.
Bobby, well, welcome to Chicago. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you clearly hear there from Bobby Massey the relationship with Kyle Long, and you know, I couldn't get him to bite on if Kyle wants to move back to guard or not. But I think the fact that he was willing to recruit somebody to play the same position he played last year says a lot about Kyle as well.
And I think Kyle Long, you know, he was so active. He's been so active on social media, especially now during free agency. I think he shared a picture of some right guard deodorant. So I think that says maybe how happy Kyle Long is to be back. You know, he's sharing antiperspirants, you know, on social media. So he's happy to be at right guard, I think.
And the fact that Jay Cutler was here today at Hallis Hall to welcome these guys, I don't think that surprises us, but you could tell that is something that Bobby Massey certainly noticed.
Wants to get to know him, wants to get to like him. I think he will. We've been strong advocates on this podcast of what Cutler has become here in Chicago. He is not what people perceive him to be nationally. I think Bobby Massey is going to get to know that. I think he's already heard about it or what Cutler is from Kyle Long, who is one of Cutler's biggest supporters. Yeah, you got to keep Cutler upright. I mean, Carson Palmer had a great year last year. I know you raised some questions in your last piece on WGN about what Massey is at right tackle. He had his struggles last year for the Cardinals. I think Kyle Long actually graded out better in Pro Football Focus analysis, but Carson Palmer still had a career year, career high in touchdowns, career high in passer rating. The Cardinals' offense was the league's best. They had the ball a lot, so Massey is obviously doing something right.
Yeah, and I think he'll help the run blocking as well. So, and I think that's going to continue to be a big part of this Bears offense, and especially if they take a step back at the running back position, which as of right now, I think they have some work to do there. It'll help to have some good blocking, and that's probably what you're going to get with moving Kyle Long back to right guard and having Bobby Massey at right tackle. Now, a couple guys who weren't here today, well, maybe they're in the building, but they weren't made available to us, Ryan Pace and John Fox. That was certainly interesting. But there was a third guy, too, that could have been here but was on the team last year, so you don't really necessarily need to bring him in for an introductory press conference. But Tracy Porter signed a three-year contract worth $16.5 million, right? And I think that's a little bit steep price for a guy that's been injured, but I also think that it was a move the Bears had to make to not let a cornerback position get any worse, because it's already in a position where it's okay. I think you're fine going into next year with Tracy Porter and Kyle Fuller, but I think you need to add some depth both in free agency and also in the draft.
Look, it's not like they signed him to like a five-year contract worth $20 million guaranteed. I think some people on Twitter, I get the sense, okay, they gave him some money, right? He's in his 30s. He's got an injury history. He's overpaid. But look, every free agent is overpaid. It's not like they paid. I mean, Janoris Jenkins got a ridiculous amount of money from the New York Giants, who gave out a lot of money in free agency. The Bears were modest, I think. And I think, you know, this is still a fair deal. The market dictates prices. The Bears didn't go crazy with this deal, and they needed to bring back a cornerback. They like Tracy Porter. Vic Fangio likes Tracy Porter. A good compliment to Kyle Fuller. He wants to be here. So you got to make something happen. You can't leave empty-handed for a need like this in free agency. And Porter, I get it. $16.5 million, maybe overpaid. I tend to disagree, but you got to have a cornerback, and he's your best choice.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where the Bears go from here. Plenty of more work to do. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the tight end situation as well, with Martellus Bennett on the block and Zach Miller still out there. This is going to wrap it up for us right now, because this is a podcast and we don't necessarily want to speculate on all these things that could change very, very quickly. So sort of an abbreviated version of intentional grounding today, but we did want to bring you an episode with both Danny Trevathan and Bobby Massey. We thank them for joining us on the podcast, and we'll be back as the news dictates. We'll keep pumping out some episodes here and there over the next couple weeks when it is necessary, because I'm sure the Bears are not done, and we're getting very close to draft season, and we'll be back more regularly as we approach the NFL draft as well, and the owners' meetings are coming up in about a week and a half. For Adam Johns, I'm Adam Hogue. Again, follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Read our work at WGNRadio.com. .com/Bears and ChicagoSunTimes.com, and search for Intentional Grounding on iTunes to subscribe there. And our producer is Mike Jacobson. As always, we'll talk to you very soon.